Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time to wake on up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the Morning Roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Free throw good by Richard, 128-123. The Warriors were down 21 in this game. And in the fourth quarter, guys playing for minutes rallied. A heave at half court by Cook is no good. And the shot does not count on his final shot total. And the Dubs get a win here. And again, Warriors get the win. And the final score was 129-123. LJ Cryer helping the Warriors to a 51-point fourth quarter.
Ooh.
Oh, it's beautiful to hear Tim Roy's voice right here on 95.7 The Game, your whole home all season long for Golden State Warriors basketball. 129-123. How about those Dubs? 2-0, baby. 51 points. In the fourth quarter, 51. It's preseason. Again, we're taking it with a grain of salt, but there is a part of my fandom, Joe, as I say good morning to you, Carter, Sam, all you lovely people just getting off work. We got a massive, massive show today. We're going to talk some Niners. We're going to talk some Mac Jones, Brock Purdy. We got some Warriors we're going to get into because there is a very fascinating article that was released by our cousin Nick Friedell, cousin Nick, who is back here in the Bay Area covering the Dubs for The Athletic. He had a piece on Brandon Podziemski that I found fascinating with a lot of juicy quotes. We will get into that, I promise, and a lot of good guests later on today as well, football-wise and Warriors-wise, and I will reveal that shortly. But there is a part of my fandom that wants to win preseason games, even though I know it means absolutely nothing. It means diddly poo. Had they lost yesterday and not scored 51 points in the fourth, and they scored 20, and they get blown out, everyone's saying, it's preseason. Who cares? Who cares? Well, I think LJ Cryer cared yesterday. I think Quentin Post cared yesterday. I think some of these guys cared. I think the coaching staff cared a little bit about how they fought. I think some of those veteran guys liked what they saw, the fight at least. There were a lot of takeaways, though, for you, Joe. And you came in this morning like, you know what? I got five big things to take away from this game that I think are going to be major themes going forward for this season. And I found that fascinating. So I want to get to that immediately. And the number to get involved is 888-957-9570.
The Mac McClung Award winner of Ball Hog of the Year, who's only out to get his, goes to LJ Cryer. So that being said, let's move on to the real team.
14 points. Gutsy. What? He's fighting for his life out there.
All right.
These guys are trying to make a name for themselves.
Here's what I'll say to you. Most people are going to say, hey, Joe, most of the guys didn't play in the second half. And you're right. But I watched that game with a fine-tooth comb, kept notes, and then came back in this morning. And, Joe, we did a little film study, did we not?
We did.
There are some guys on this team who just get a pass from certain people that are covering it. I just don't think you guys know basketball. And I'm going to explain to you some things this morning. And it might be an ice bucket challenge for some of you because you're going to get doused with reality. Hit me, Carter. Let's go.
You're fired up about this preseason game, man. Oh my goodness, I love it.
Hey, look at here, me. Look me in the eye.
I'm looking
right
at you in the eyes. The Blues.
We don't know how much longer we got with this.
No.
Okay.
We gotta
Steph
milk
can
it.
Turn into Trent Williams like that. All right.
Who knows? Don't put that energy on me this season.
I'm just saying.
Season. Come
I'm
on.
Just saying.
That's the chef. You
right?
Still cooking?
So look, I watched that game in the first half. First thing, first takeaway. Number six. Hit me with the number six.
Number six.
Number six.
I don't like Moses Moody in the starting lineup with the four old guys. Yeah. I don't like that at all. If that's what they're going to roll with, obviously I'm going to give it more time and I'm going to let it play itself out. They have zero athleticism on the perimeter to defend. They have zero people who can blow by their defender offensively and create for others outside of Steph Curry. Jimmy Butler can get to his spots on the floor. I don't like that lineup. I don't like it at all. I know that you want to play defensively, Draymond with Al Horford. Did anyone notice? Did anyone see? You know who was the guy left alone with wide open threes the entire first quarter? Same was Draymond Green.
Mm.
If Draymond Green is not ready to shoot and contribute and be an offensive force, that starting unit of Steph Curry, Moses Moody, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Al Horford will not work.
Well, he was 2 of 3 from beyond the arc, Draymond Green. So I'll give him that. Moses,
Joe, it's not about what you did.
I know.
Efficiency in one game.
I know.
I'm telling you what to look for in the weeks coming ahead.
I'm just communicating. Some people may have missed the game yesterday. So I have to, you know, dot the I's, cross the T's, if you will.
Joe, you have to defend. How is this team going to defend on the perimeter if they've got... And I like Moses Moody. I think he fits somewhere in the puzzle. I don't know if it's in the starting lineup.
They're experimenting, right?
I also don't know if I like Al Horford and Draymond Green starting and playing together.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
No, it's not just spacing offensively. To me, it's a combo thing. I think it's also defensively. As good as Al Horford is, he is a great kind of sag defender in the middle of the key. He's really smart. He's actually better in terms of closeouts, even though he's shorter and not as long as what you would like in the modern NBA. They have no size and athleticism. How are they going to be battling for rebounds? How are they going to contest shots? I'm telling you, my number one, in terms of number six, takeaway, right off the rip of this game, I don't like the starting five.
888-957-9570. We're doing Shasky's top six takeaways from this preseason game. That could be themes for this season. And if you have any takeaways from yesterday, please, 888-957-9570.
Okay, and again, these are just things I picked up on.
Yeah.
All right, Warrior season is humming.
Oh,
let's go.
I'm fired
Number
up.
Five.
Number five.
Goes right into what I was saying in the first Quentin Post.
UP.
I don't know what to make of him. I'll tell you this, though. Where is the height on this roster? Quinn Post thinks that he's Danilo Gallinari. He's sitting there standing on the three-point line. I don't know what he's doing offensively. Is he just a pick-and-pop guy? Is that all he's... That's not size. They need size.
I got to tell you, one of the more disappointing things I don't think we talked enough about after that playoff run was just QP basically getting iced out and not really doing much after having some moments in the regular season. I know you said Brian Cardinal at one point, I think, mm-hmm. for Quinton Post. I was very disappointed in the lack of production, and it felt like the lights were too bright for him early on. And there is a place, as you're saying with Moses Moody on this team, obviously, there's a place, I think, for Quinton Post, but you got to use your size. What was the quote last year that Steve Kerr used?
They don't have size.
Well, no, matters.
The quote that Steve Kerr said in regards to Quinton Post, who is 7 feet tall, he said he's not a fake 7-footer. Well, it sure seems like he is.
Joe.
If he's not using his size, then what is he doing?
Joe, he's going to get pulled out on defense, out of the key. He does move backwards better. It's one game. He does move backwards better in this year than he did last year. I'm talking about it's called retreating and being able
Correct.
To still stay in front of your defender and then still be able to contest a shot if a guy stops, pulls up, and tries to elevate.
Where's the size on this roster? How are they going to contest shots at the rim? How are they going to be able to get rebounds? Do you see the size and length of the modern player? This kid Kamara for the Blazers?
Alvin?
Kamara is everything I would be looking to acquire right now. I would trade my plethora of wings, and we'll get to that in a second, for him. They lack size. And I don't know where Quinn Post fits into the equation.
Well, you say they lack size, and he is, again, 7 feet tall. Hopefully he could take a step.
Because Joe, not all seven-footers are created equal.
I know, Joe. But
Laurie Markkanen does not play like a seven-footer.
By the way, he's reportedly, according to some in the know, Laurie Markkanen could be on the trading block sooner rather than later. Shocker. But I'll say this.
You're
in agreement with me, though. He did have moments last year that perked up your eyes saying, hey, this guy could be a piece here.
He did, but I think... I just don't know where he fits. Which brings me to my next point.
Number four. Let's hit it.
Yeah. Number four.
Thank you. Whatever that original second unit was, which was Pods, Buddy Hield, Kuminga, Quentin Post, and GP2, throw that in the Recology dumpster bin and don't ever bring it back.
Compost.
You know, I know they all love Gary Payton II, and I'm sure he has a role somewhere. I don't get it. We have enough undersized guys who are one-way players. Pods, are you the point guard of this team, or do you think you are Klay Thompson, where you're going to run to the corner and just stand there and chuck? What? And we'll get to Pods.
Oh.
I hated that original full second unit of GP2, Quinn Post, Kuminga, Gary Payton II, and Buddy Hield. I despised it. They went on a 12-0 run, and I said, where is the ball movement? Where are the threats offensively? What are we doing? Kuminga's taking the ball out of bounds, and Pods is trying to set a screen for Quinn Post? No, Pods, you're the point guard. Quinn Post should be set a screen for you. What are we doing? And Kuminga, you want to talk about Kuminga is the worst, the least of the Warriors' problems right now. All you people who think Kuminga doesn't know how to play, you are wrong. I'm sorry. Kuminga's useful. I don't see where GP2 fits this year. I don't. I don't get it. I don't know why they brought him back.
I'm glad you mentioned the Brandon Pajemski angle and all this, because there is a very interesting article. Vic Friedel, The Athletic, who covers the team, just released this one yesterday. It's titled, Brandon Pajemski on Leading Warriors New Chapter. Quote, they got to leave it with somebody. There are some quotes in here, Warriors fans, that either you're going to love or you're going to hate. And we will be dissecting it, I promise.
The Pods conundrum we will get into. I'll give you a teaser. I think he's a backup point guard. His mind, I don't know what he thinks he is. I'll tell you this. He does work alongside Steph when he is the ball handler, the primary facilitator, and he can pass and move. And when he's out there trying to conduct with the second unit, I thought it was awful. Awful. And I look at him and I go, you're my point guard. You're my point guard. You're not Stephon Marbury. You're not Klay Thompson. You're my point guard. Set the offense up. Okay? Now it gets me to my next one.
If he's not scoring, and I'll let you get to your next one. If he's not scoring, he's not really giving you defense. And I don't want to hear anything about the charges. I don't want to hear that's elite defense all the time. It's great.
He's not an elite defender at all.
He's not. No. He got exposed in the playoffs.
He comes up way too high, and he's defending non-shooters too high, and he compromises my point of attack defense, which gets everybody into help, and we're scramble mode. The Pods needs a reality check. Straight up. That brings me to number three.
Number three.
Jonathan Kuminga. You're going to look at the stat sheet and you're going to see some turnovers.
Four.
I'm telling you right now, Jonathan Kuminga made one of the sickest blocks I have seen the Warriors try to pull off in such a long time. Jonathan Kuminga looked best when he was playing alongside Jimmy Butler, and Al Horford. To start the second quarter, I thought the floor opened up when he played along two high IQ passers who understand how to get JK the ball in certain spots. I actually thought JK passed the ball really well in this one. I thought he had good feel for half-court offense. JK is going to help this team. I know we want to run him out of town. I am not selling my JK stock just yet. And I'm telling you, him alongside Jimmy Butler and Al Horford, That is the concoction I would ride if I was Steve Kerr.
I've said it. I'll continue to say it. The Warriors at their best, if they want to maximize their potential, Jonathan Kuminga will have to have a place on this team and have to have consistent minutes somewhere. The role, that's going to be evolving. I don't know yet. I don't think Steve Kerr knows yet. He had some comments on the TK podcast, Joe, Odyssey podcast. It was very interesting what he had to say. And I think a lot of Warriors fans, and I heard Steiny getting into it about it yesterday. It's like, oh, here it goes. It's already Steve Kerr already saying, you know, they ought to be patient with JK. You got to be patient. Well, how patient can you be early on if no one else is going to be stepping up from that young bench unit? JK, Pajemski, Moody, you can toss Post in there if you want. Someone's going to have to step up this year. One of those guys, right? Someone's going to have to. And why not Jonathan Kuminga?
I agree with you, which brings me to my number two point.
Number two.
You got too many redundant parts. I mean, this thing is so crowded. They're showing Anthony Melton on the bench. The guy's in street clothes. And I'm saying to myself, where the hell? How are you going to get him in the game? Moody, Kuminga, GP2, Buddy Hield, Seth Curry, and Melton? Guys, Moody and GP2, and maybe you have to choose amongst Melton, Buddy, and Seth Curry. Maybe it's two of them. I don't know. Maybe you could fit all three. I think you have to execute a trade. I think GP2 and Moody need to be moved for a legitimate four. They are not a four. GP2 is not a four. No. He's not. I know offensively he plays in the dunker spot. He's not a four.
Too small.
He's just not. Moody is not a four. Now, I like Moody. I think Buddy gives me the Moody elements in terms of shooting. I actually think Buddy's rebounding better than Moody right now. I think he's passing better. I think he can dribble a little better. I would trade GP2 and Moses Moody and something else to go get myself a legitimate four. It is too crowded on the wing. Just too crowded. You're making it difficult for Steve Kerr to find combinations that can click because there are too many options to go with.
And you saw juxtapose that with what the Portland Trailblazers rolling out there. Blazers, I'm actually going to be interested in watching this year. I know it's the Blazers. They're probably going to be mediocre, whatever. They got some young talent that has size, youth, athleticism. I kind of care because that's a team that could beat you a couple times this year. I'm not sleeping on the Portland Trail Blazers. They have youth. They have size. They have athleticism. They do. By the way, we're going to be talking to their former head coach a little bit later on today. Current assistant head coach with the Warriors, Terry Stotts.
And the last one, I'm going to
leave this
to Carter. This is the number one takeaway from last night.
The Carter?
Carter, I'm going to let you say it.
I don't know what your number one takeaway was from last night, but I'll give you mine, the effort was just pathetic last night. I'm sorry. The first half, they were walking on a lot of it, and it's just like, look, I get it's a preseason game, but don't ask me to tune in if you're going to walk.
I would argue the second half of that game was worse than an entire second preseason football game.
Damn. At least they won, though, right, guys? 51 points, fourth quarter, but at that point, everyone tuned it off. Everyone turned it. It was no one's watching. No one's watching. Mm. And I get it here. Like, it's how we talk about preseason football. We talk about a drive when it comes like Pearsall and Purdy. Like, after Draymond, Jimmy, Al Horford, Steph Lee, this is. Yeah, okay.
Draymond's in midseason form. Did you see him yelling at the referees?
Yeah, in the first game against the Lakers, he tried to, like, him and Vanderbilt had to be separated from Jonathan Kuminga. First game.
Here's the number.
Three what?
Three more preseason games. That's the number. That's all you got to worry about.
The most important thing, and I love the top five, top six, really.
Bro,
things,
I'm take fired place. Up
I know,
for the Warriors.
I know you are. The most important thing is no injuries. That's thing we cannot.
They have to make a trade.
The only way you lose in the preseason, I'll always say this with any sport, is if you get major injuries. That hasn't happened, and that's going to be the thing I'm monitoring going forward, Joe, is the minute allocation for all these guys. Like, that's going to be, I'm very curious because it's preseason right now. What's Jimmy going to be looking like a full season with this team? He played for not even a half of the season.
Did you see the graphic that came up last night?
Which one?
The graphic that they showed in the second quarter said the last team to start four players who were 35-plus in age was the 2000-2001 Utah Jazz, who won 53 games. Stockton was 39. Malone was 37. Not a chance in hell yet the other two names.
Stockton, Malone, look, thinking back to those Jazz teams.
It's not who you think it is.
I was 7, 8 years old then, 2000, 2001. Jerry Sloan, the head coach.
Thanks.
That's got to take it over
thanks,
the top.
Thanks, like, thank you.
He was like 90 years old then, so I don't know. I give up.
Olden Polynice, who I consider a Sacramento King.
Nick who?
And John Starks.
Oh, John Starks.
They started 62 games together, and they won 53 as a squad.
Actually impressive. Jerry Sloan, tip your cap to that head coach. Rest in peace.
Fitz was in midseason form last night. He was like, you win 53 this year. I mean, you might be the second seed.
Oh, my God. I love that.
If I hear top blocking from Kalena Azubuike one more time, dear God, Kalena, stop saying top blocking. Stop with the tornado spin move. Jesus. God.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube.
I can't wait for some of these national broadcasts.
Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate
auto
loan.
And the cameras.
Loan.
I mean, NBC, could we upgrade the gosh darn cameras?
Supply line or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We love our friends.
We're broadcasting in like 780, dude. I'm on 4K. Why is college football the only thing in 4K for my, you know, expensive television?
That's not true. Yeah, Amazon Prime's looking crisp on my TV.
Why is everything locally in like 780, like, definition?
Yeah, man, you seem very emotional.
I am emotional.
He is emotional.
I am
about
emotional.
This.
It's pixelated.
It took two preseason.
I mean, come on.
It took two preseason games.
It's
in.
Pixelated.
Oh.
Can we upgrade? Like, you want to charge me $22 extra a month to upgrade to the NBC Sports package? Upgrade your cameras.
Warriors fans, if you have any takeaways like Joe Shasky did from these preseason games, please let us know. 888-957-9570. I'll reveal the guest list on the other side. I already teased Terry Stotts. Plus, another legend to talk about a quarterback controversy potentially with Mac Jones and Brock Purdy.
Ooh.
This might be the guy we're going to have on, and we'll reveal it on the other side. The guy we're going to have on might be the quintessential guest to talk about this. This isn't even hyperbolic. This man might be involved in the singular most important play in the history of the NFL. I'll explain on the other side. Plus, more of your calls, more of your text. We'll dive into Brandon Pajemski and Nick Friedell's article. Cousin Nick, The Athletic, had a very interesting piece. A lot of interesting quotes from that. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. It's Bedoni, it's Shasky, and it's all brought to you by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The rest is history. So when I said he is involved in maybe the single most important play in the history of the NFL, that wasn't hyperbolic. You could make the correlation, him in that play getting knocked out, leading to Tom Brady taking over the way he did, you know, 7+ Super Bowls later. It's pretty incredible. So we're going to talk about the entire 49ers situation with Brock Purdy, with Mac Jones, all of that. Drew Bledsoe, 8:30. Can't wait for that. Plus, Terry Stotts, Warriors assistant coach, 9 o'clock, former head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers. Get his thoughts on some of your concerns, Joe. Maybe you can give your top 5 concerns or 6 to Terry, and he can retort. You want to do that? 9 o'clock?
I would love to.
Okay.
Well, maybe I mean, we'll Terry might be one of the tallest guys on the team.
Yeah, actually, it's not a bad call. And then I mentioned the other shows today, because you know what? I'm a team player here. Like Steph Curry, like Jimmy Butler, I'm a team player. I can facilitate when I need to. Mike Dunleavy. With Steiny and Goot today. Yeah, Mike Dunleavy, general manager of the Golden State Warriors. Sean Salisbury, former NFL quarterback, USC, fight on. He's going to be on with Willard and Dibbs at 3:15. He knows the NFL inside and out. And I'm sure he has many thoughts on Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. And again, all guests on 95.7 The Game up here on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop?
You know, I think we spent a disproportionate amount of time discussing Jonathan Kuminga's contract and his status and just arguing about, like, is he good? How good is he? How good is he not? What can he do? What can he do? And it just feels like, to me, there are other storylines on this team. Obviously, the big one is Draymond, Steph, Jimmy Butler, and the cohesion and, you know, how much longer do they have? What does it look like for a full season? How many more great years of vintage Steph Curry do we have? You know, can Horford do what he's done the last 4 seasons, which is play 60+ games and average over 28 minutes a game? Like, that's kind of crazy,
right?
At 39 years old. So there's a lot of questions. I think another one is, like, and I watched it last night, what the heck is going on with Pods? Where does he fit?
We asked Nick Friedell this either last week or the week before, just because he's back in the Bay. He's covering the team for The Athletic. Obviously, Anthony Slater moved over to ESPN, so we're so happy to have Nick Friedell back. And he had this article about Pods, and we're going to get to it. But we asked him, Joe, I think I did, his biggest question mark heading into the season. Like, what is something like no one's talking about that we should be talking about? And he mentioned Brandon Podziemski, and I'm sure he was working on the article, so that's why he was neck deep in all of that. But it's going to be very fascinating to watch the development of him, Moody, Kuminga this year, because I do believe he took a leap last year, Joe. Like, you're looking at me like there was a point in stretch last year for Pods. He was one of the best 3-point shooters in the league one point last year.
Okay,
he was having a stretch, a good stretch.
Okay, that's
he was having one of his best stretches in the NBA. Okay, he was playing really good ball.
It was about 20 games.
That's a stretch.
That's a quarter of the season.
Was he playing well?
Yeah, but I think that
in,
like,
the most important stretch of the season.
Joe, I just, having a 20-game stretch versus having back-to-back great seasons are, like, there's a difference between
the two. But did he have a good rookie season? Would you say he had a good rookie season?
Yeah, he was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And but then I think last year was way up and way down.
It was, but a lot of that, way up, I mean, he got hurt early on there. He had the nose injury.
Yeah, he was objectively one of the worst 3-point shooters for half a season.
Yes, but then he took a stretch there where he was pretty freaking good. And he was balling out, and he had that game against the Lakers where you couldn't win in Los Angeles, and he was swagged out, 20 points, he hit the halftime buzzer beater. There were some moments there where people were like, man, if Pods is coming around, maybe we can't do this thing.
You can make an argument, Moses Moody and Podziemski both had 20-game stretches.
Yes.
Would you categorize Moses Moody's season as a good, positive step forward season?
I actually did think he took a step last year, Moses Moody.
All right.
I actually think Pods did too. But the problem is they regressed in the playoffs, and it wasn't a good look for them.
Okay,
and they'll be the first ones to tell you that they didn't live up to their expectations in the playoffs. And you know what? I try not to be too hard on them for that, Joe, because it was their first, and Moses in this too, because I know he had some playoff minutes before, but this is his full, you know, kind of regular 20+ minutes every single night, every single playoff game kind of a thing. And he had an injury he was dealing with as well. And they just didn't rise to the moment. And it was tough to watch. Every single three-point miss felt excruciating for both of those guys. The fact that Jonathan Kuminga, you know, barely played in that Rocket series, and then it had to come in, you know, after Steph got hurt, and they were kind of leaning on him. And, you know, he was shooting the ball pretty well for most of those games. It was like, man, you couldn't have thrown Kuminga in there for a little bit. So there was so many different questions that we came out of that than answers when it came to those young guys. But I wanted to get into this article because you referenced it with Pajemski, big question mark this year. And this is the article from Nick Friedel, The Athletic, titled Brandon Pajemski on Leading Warriors New Chapter. Quote, they got to leave it with somebody. And it talks about him taking a next step in evolving emotionally as a leader. You know, and there's some juicy quotes here. And I want the Warriors fans' opinion on this at 888-957-9570. This is the quote that stuck with me. When they leave this thing, they got to leave it with somebody. How can I have their trust? The Warriors veterans. And they go to the owner, Joe Lacob, and they go to Mike Dunleavy, the general manager, and be like, hey, we want to leave it with him. He's going to continue what we're leaving. Sounds like he thinks he's the heir apparent to this thing. From Steph, from Draymond, from everything. He thinks he is the heir apparent to the next wave of Golden State Warriors, whatever that is. Do Warriors fans feel how Pods feels? 888-957-9570. Warriors fans, do you think that Brandon Pajemski is the heir apparent to the Steph Curry, Draymond, Steve Kerr, the Warriors of the past? Can he carry the torch for this Warriors team going forward? Because it seems to me from this article, Joe, and from these quotes, he feels that way, that he's that guy. Now, what do you think when I tell you those quotes? What goes through Joe Shasky, diehard Warrior fan's mind?
I love his confidence, but I don't know. I what I really think is I think of Carlos Hyde. And the reason why I think of Carlos Hyde is I remember when Carlos Hyde was drafted, he's the heir apparent to Frank Gore. I was like, do you realize who Frank Gore is? Like, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't have those aspirations. And I don't know if these quotes are, you know, taken out of context or we should go crazy or not. I think it's nuts, quite frankly. I'm not mad at an individual for having that type of confidence in themselves. But, I mean, that's almost as crazy as Carlos Hyde suggesting he's the heir apparent to Frank Gore. When, yeah, you might be next in line. That doesn't mean you're anything. Like, you're in and out of the league in a second. And that's a name you probably haven't thought of in years.
No, it hasn't. I have not thought of Carlos Hyde in a minute.
In years.
Yeah.
Okay? The shadow that the legends cast upon anyone who's stepping in to the light after them is just, you don't understand it. And so here's what I would say to Pajemski. Why don't you just end up solidifying a role on this team and just be an awesome role player and then worry about the future in the future? I wouldn't talk about anything post-Steph, and I don't know how much he's thinking about this. Like, again, was this a 35-minute sit-down, and this was one sentence? I don't know.
There's a lot of quotes here, and we're going to get into them.
Why don't you try to be Peyton Pritchard, who's way better than you right now? Why don't you try to be that guy?
He was told from Steve Kerr, I think when they were doing the Olympic trials or whatever they call them, when they were all practicing, and he was on the select team. There we go, the Olympic select team, Trace Jackson Davis, him, a couple other people. And Steve was talking about Pods, like, hey, Cooper Flagg, remember, was a part of that team. He's like, can you be Austin Reeves first? No, seriously, that's what Steve Kerr says.
Austin Reeves is really good.
I know. Can you be Austin Reeves first? Because there's levels to this I'm reiterating what you're saying.
This goes back to, like, again, having a 15 or 20 game stretch isn't a season.
No.
A season isn't multiple great seasons, right? Like right now, forget the future. What is he on this team?
I think he thinks he could be a third option on this team. What if I told you that?
As a scorer?
A third option. He said in this article.
What's he elite at?
Joe.
What's he elite at offensively?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, I want to say he's...
Other than dribbling.
I was going to say he could dribble the ball. I think there was a stretch last year where he could shoot the three-point ball very well, but he's very streaky, as we saw in the playoffs. There's another quote in here, Joe, I want to get into on the other side that goes into exactly what you're saying.
Pajemski, I think, is a very polarizing player, and I'm not mad at him for having confidence in himself, but there's a part of me that says if Jordan Poole had made statements like this, we would be crushing him. If Jonathan Kuminga made statements like this, we would be crushing him. Why don't you just embrace your role?
Where are Warriors fans at with these comments from Brandon Pajemski? He feels like he is the heir apparent to take over as the guy once Steph and Draymond hang it up. 888-957-9570 is the number. And it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you. Here for
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good. You got to believe in yourself, right? You got to have belief in yourself. You got to have the confidence and say, I want to be that next guy. I want to be the heir apparent. When Steph hangs it up, when Draymond hangs it up, when Jimmy's gone, I want to be that guy for Warriors fans that they can gravitate towards. My question is, do Warriors fans feel that way about him? As Pods feels about himself, being the heir apparent.
Can I ask you about a team that got bowed out last night? The Yankees.
Duh.
Anthony Volpe was a local kid that they drafted in the first round to play shortstop.
Yeah.
Now, baseball's different. I could play shortstop and you could play center field. I could bat eighth and you could still bat cleanup or third or second.
I'm a DH guy.
Right? If Anthony Volpe, after year one or year two, was like, I'm gonna take the captain spot from Aaron Judge one day. That's what I want to do. Yankee fans would go nuts. They're like, Doc, what? You? Huh?
Oh, Joe.
What?
They'd see those and hear those quotes, and as soon as he strikes out at the plate in a regular season game against the Pittsburgh Pirates, they'd boo the hell out of him.
I believe he won a gold glove his rookie year. I could be wrong, but I believe he did. But he was so up and down this year. So up and down.
He was awful in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Awful.
So up and down. Kind of like Pods. And again, had he said those things, like, I'm going to take the keys from Aaron Judge when he's done, people would be like, what are you talking about? Like, establish yourself first, right? And that's kind of where I'm at with Paz. Now, am I mad at a young athlete for having confidence in himself? Absolutely not. But I think that you have to have a little bit of self-awareness and perspective to know how it's going to land. And I just think that basketball, more so than even baseball, understanding your role and the continuity and chemistry and the fabric and the dynamic of the egos at play on a basketball team are very delicate. And at times, I feel like Brandon Pajemski is delusional.
You like this quote from the 707, and what we're talking about right now is the latest piece from Nick Friedell, who covers the Warriors for The Athletic, and on 101 with Brandon Pajemski. There's some quotes here that were just eye-opening, but, you know, as I said, there's a fine line between confidence and cockiness, and I think Pods, you know, toast that line very well. This is the one that stuck out for most people and for me. Quote, when they leave this thing, they got to leave it with somebody. How can I have their trust? And they go to Joe Lacob or Mike Dunleavy and be like, hey, we want to leave it with him. He's going to continue what we're leaving. So I think about that all the time. And I set myself up in that position to have that. And there's a lot of other things that just skill that you need to be in that sort of position. And he's talking about taking over, obviously, for Steph and Draymond and wanting those guys to hand him the baton to the next generation. From the 707 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, Joe, we've just spent the last couple seasons tearing Kuminga apart for wanting to be that same guy and just telling him to play his role. But we're okay with Pod saying this.
I'm not saying I'm okay with it. I'm just saying if it were Kuminga or Jordan Poole, we would have full lines lit right now.
Which is interesting because I feel like at least on social media, which again, take that with a grain of salt because it's social media, I do feel like people get on Pods a lot for some of these comments. They do. They roll their eyes. They say, really? Like, you haven't done much? Like, I guess my other question is, has Brandon Pajemski done enough, and as you're alluding to, I don't think you think he has, done enough in his professional career to warrant some of these comments that he's made?
Joe, I don't even know what his role is on this team.
What do you think he thinks his role is on this team?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Well,
I really don't know. I think that in his mind, like most guys, I just assume most guys, unless they have accepted their fate as an NBA player, are like, I should be a point guard with the ball in my, or, you know, a starter, excuse me, with the ball in my hands, you know, the majority of the game.
What if I told you he wanted to be a third option on this team? And he says that in the article.
Quote, third option offensively as a scorer?
Quote, I'm just going to read the quote. Brandon Pajemski on a sit down with Nick Friedell, The Athletic. Quote, I want to be a third option for this team. I want to be a guy where Steph and Jimmy are out and they can rely on me to help win games. That was the quote.
Wow. So like last night, you know, and I know most people didn't watch the game. He's in there with the second unit. There is no Jimmy. There is no Steph.
Nope.
You got Jonathan Kuminga inbounding the ball. Who do you think he's trying to throw it to?
Pods.
Yeah, where's Pods?
Where is he?
Running to the corner on the other side of half court.
I thought you were going to talk about the one that turned into a Kuminga turnover where both Quentin Post and Brandon Pajemski are there for the inbounds pass. Both of them do a screen at the exact same time. And Kuminga's like, someone's got to be open. So he throws it. It's just right out of bounds.
So look, everybody wants to be someone who's a unicorn, right? And it's very different. Everyone wants to be Joe Rogan. Everybody wants to be, what's the guy's name? I show speed or whatever.
Speed, yeah.
Speed.
Tom Brady thrown into him.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be Taylor Swift or they want to be Patrick Mahomes.
I just want to be Joe Spadoni.
Those are unicorns. What makes them so unique is they are so infinitely talented in one area that any of their flaws that are there are masked by their greatness in another area. And so just because you can handle the ball and shoot a little doesn't mean you're the greatest shooter of all time in Steph Curry and you can, you know, fill his void. And I don't know if that's necessarily what he was going at, but like right now, what are the things he hangs his hat on as a player in the NBA?
Brandon Pajemski?
Hustle?
Yeah, no, he will dive for the ball. He okay. hustle guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he tries really hard.
I think his hustling on defense actually makes his defensive integrity for the rest of the other four defenders on the floor compromised at every turn. He gets way too up in the ball handler, who is not a threat from 35 feet out, and then gets picked and smothered on that high pick and roll, and then forces the other four defenders to play 4-on-5 defense time and time again. His defense is not good. Just because you get a couple charges does not make you a great defender. He's not a long defender, so he can only guard certain guys. He's not a laterally quick defender. Now, he overcomes some of these with hustle, loose ball plays. There's only so many of those, though, yeah. per quarter. He is a willing rebounder, a really good one, actually. He's a really willing rebounder, and he will get his nose in there and will box out and jump up. But that's not necessarily going to define who you are as a primary defender, though it's needed on this team with not a lot of size. Offensively, he's a pretty good dribbler. I think he gets himself into trouble over dribbling. He's an okay shooter, not a great shooter. We find out he's very streaky. But to like try to replace Klay Thompson or Steph Curry, those are the greatest shooters we have ever seen. And what makes them so great is that five defenders have been game planning to not let them shoot for however long leading up to the game, and yet they still get theirs. As a ball distributor, I would say he's a plus ball distributor, but at times, because of the over dribbling and the leaving of the feet after picking up his dribble, he gets himself into trouble. Where I'm going at with this is he's a very incomplete player. He's got a long way to go. He's definitely not a starter on this team locked in. I don't even know if he's a second unit stalwart right now. Because if Seth Curry comes back, I don't know, maybe they put him there. When Melton comes back, I don't know, maybe they put him there. Like right now, I don't know. So to have this self-belief, I love it. It's great. So that on the floor, what are you? And right now, I think he's got a lot more question marks than he has answers.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors fans, do you see Brandon Podziemski as the heir apparent type of player to take over for Jimmy, Steph, Draymond when they hang it up? He seems to feel that way. 888-957-9570.
Do you think he's a combo guard? Do you think he's a point guard? Do you think he's a two?
I think he should be a point guard.
Yeah.
Right? He should, like, he handles, I think he has a good handle. I think he can be a good passer at times.
But here's the problem with him as a point guard. And it's not problem. Here's the thing that he does too often. He dribbles so much on the perimeter, they don't get into their offensive set until 9, 10, 11 seconds.
You know what he did and he does, which it really does bother me. And I don't want this to turn into the just dumping and dumping on Brandon
Podziemski. No, but when you say you want to be the next to get the keys,
he opened the door.
Show it to me.
He opened the door for us to kind of break apart his game right now.
We're critiquing him.
Absolutely.
We're analyzing him.
The amount of times, Joe, and I know this drove you nuts last year, he would drive as the primary point guard into the middle of the lane to go like he's going to go for a layup and then just stop.
Pick up his dribble. Pivot to nowhere.
And just have no play anywhere, and either throw it away, throw it right into a defender, or just not know what he's doing. That drove me nuts and it drove you nuts. And if I'm a Warriors fan, like, that's the element of the game that needs to be changing. It's not the hustle plays. It's not that you don't give a damn. You clearly do. It's those little subtle nuances that could be the difference between a run and stopping a run. Those little things. Now, things are going well. It's that, and it's also, quite frankly, it's the complaining. After things don't go your way and you don't think you fouled or you think there should have been a foul, it's waving your finger around. Now, this is a problem with everyone in the National Basketball Association, but it's really a Pods thing. And Steve Kerr has talked about this. That's what he wants to see more from Pods, is that, like, less complaining. And I think that's where a lot of Warriors fans are at, too. Just stop. Stop it.
Let me throw something at you that might sound counterintuitive. I just spent 10 minutes critiquing him. Let me give him some flowers. Here's where I do think he fits actually really well. And this is where I do see the vision of Steve Kerr. Last night, we talked about the starting five. The starting five was, and I'm going to write it down so that I can not confuse anyone. Steph Curry, Moses Moody, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Al Horford. I told you I didn't like that unit.
No, you didn't.
Defensively, no. I didn't like them. And then offensively, it just felt like to me, you kept getting stuck in the, we're sagging off everyone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.